Parashas Bo Lokra Bo Yisai. Yisoid, everything has its Yisoidis. Very, very interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Two men in this week's parasha, we find the journey of these two men takes them to different destinations, Rabbi Yisai. Balak ben Tzippor also wasn't the most tzaddik of a yid, Rabbi Yisai. He also wanted to get Klal Yisrael. Of a yid, I shouldn't say yid, right? A person. And Bilam, they worked together. He hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And yet the destiny of the two ended up very different. Rabbi Yisai, as we know, Bilam was destroyed. He was killed with Yichorev, going down in history as somebody who was brought, as Rashi brings down, he was Poyrez Gidron Shaloylam. He taught, he was Poyrez the whole gather of Znus in the world. He's the father of immorality. And Balak is the father of Mashiach. So the Gemara Hoyrez Tafyurd, also Gemara in Nazich of Gimel, I think. The Gemara Zot, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Lo'oilom, Yaso, Ik Odom, B'Torah, V'Mitzvahs. The person should be Ois, B'Torah, Afilo, Shaloi, L'Shma, Shami Toich, Shaloi, L'Shma, Ba'al, L'Shma. The person should be Ois, B'Mitzvahs, Afilo, Loi, L'Shma, Shami Toich, Shaloi, L'Shma, Ba'al, L'Shma. Shebeschar, Membeis, Karbonah, Shehikriv, Balak, Arasha, Zocha, V'Yotzim, Imenu, Rus. For the 42 karbonas that he offered up, even though his kavana was to get Klal Yisrael, he told him at the end of the parasha three times, Baneli Bazeh, seven Mizbechos, he told him three times, or 21, and each time to offer Par of Ayah B'Mizbeach. It comes out to 42 karbonas. 42 karbonas. B'schad, Balak put off 42 karbonas on the Mizbeach. Zocha v'yotzi menu rus. The Omer of Yisri Reb Chanina rus bas benoy shel Egloin ben benoy. Rus was the granddaughter of Egloin, and Egloin was the grandson of Balak. So it was the great 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 granddaughter of Balak was Rus Amoyavia. David Hamelach came from Balak. People don't realize that. So the Balak and his destiny ended up with Melech Hamashiach. And Bilam ended up the father of immorality. Balak ended up the father of Mashiach. Bilam ended up the father of Znus, the one who brought Znus to the Olam. And yet they both went out to curse. So we have to understand the Chiluk Rabbi Yisai. So, be'etzim is to me two. We're going to learn two major yisoidis over here. But said, "Pain mitzad Balak and Hain mitzad Bilam." What is the chiluk be yisoidino between Balak and Bilam? The parish starts off Vayar Balak ben Tzippor es kol asher asoy Yisrael lo Amori. He sees everything done to Amori. Balak saw everything going on. Vayar Balak. He saw everything going on. And Rashi brings down, he said, look at these two malachim, shinubituchon lehem, loyomdu ifneim, Allah has come, v'kafi v'yogar moyev. We're not going to be doing anything. They're very, very nervous. We weren't able to stand the people that we hired, the two great kings that we hired to protect. They weren't able to stand, and yet so it's very, very interesting, Rabbi Yisai. The parasha starts off Vayar Balak ben Sipor, and then it goes over Yogam Moiv Ne'am Kiravu. Then it says Vayoyim Moiv El Bizik Ne'Midyon. Now Klal Yisrael, they're getting nervous. Ubalak ben Sipor Melech LeMoiv BoEis Hahi. He became the king at that moment. What's going on about it? At the beginning of the parasha, we didn't call him Balak ben Sipor the Melech yet. So I once wanted to say a pshat to Gan Tzarich, that I don't get to, but I want to say a big yisoid over here. But another question. The pasuk says, when Bilam, Balak sends message to Bilam that we need you to now, we heard about your koyach hapeh, we need you to go curse. He said, Hinei am yotzum mi Mitzrayim. The nation that went out, and they're standing in front of me. Bilam, when he returned the message, and when he's speaking to Hashem, when he got the message later on, the pasukim, Vayom Bilam Elokim, Balak ben Tzipor Melech Moav Shalach Eloi, Hei Ha'am Hayoytzi Mimitzrayim. They're going out now. Ato V'Chasein Ha'oretz, what's the difference, Rabbi Yisrael? So Rashi Be'emes says on that pasuk a very interesting thing. Rashi says, when Bilam was talking to Hashem, maybe I could be Nakaboy Vigerashtiv, and I'll be able to get them out of the land. Rashi says, "V'geirashtiv min ha'olam, u'balak loy omar elvei agershenu min ha'aretz." Balak didn't say, "Look, it's not a deacon brother." He say, "I'm a v'nevushir." Va'ato Balak said, "L'chol or liyas amazeh, ulay u'kainakum v'agershenu min ha'aretz." I just want to get them off the land here. And Bilam said, "V'geirashtiv." So Rashi, get him out of the world. That's what he didn't say over what he's telling Hashem what Balak said. He didn't say it over clearly. He said rightfully. He never told him to get. He said just to get him off the land. Balaam said, "Get him out of here. Get him off the earth. I want the Jews off the earth." So Rashi comments on that and says, Balaam hated the Jews more than Balak. There was a yisoid of sin over here, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the gather? What's the yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisrael? So I want to say a big yisoid. There's a little bit of a knach. We have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, the parashas of the Torah have names. Rather, the names go according to usually the parasha, but it's very interesting that the parasha of the Torah is called Balak. Rather, the feel that he was to be the Melech HaMashiach, the father of Melech HaMashiach. We can understand it, but what's the gather at the moment? I want to say big yisoid, the chiluk yisoid dina between Balak and Bilam. Balak, Rabbi Yisai, his yisoid over here, why he went about this whole thing, and this was the Vayar Balak, what the Torah was saying at the beginning. Balak realized that there's a nation that's coming to attack my people. And I have a feeling of achrayus, a responsibility. I have a feeling that he, be'emes, wanted to save his people. That's what he went about this whole business, and that's why they appointed him. It could be that's why he was a stammer person, but they saw how much he felt to get involved and how much he cared to be involved to stop these people from overcoming my nation, from removing us from our land. We're entitled to this land. Balak's ganze metzias wasn't a sinner for Klai or Be'etzer. I don't care where they go, let them. But I feel responsible that they shouldn't come and take over the land that we're living. We should have our own. That was the sort of Balak. And everything that he did, Avada was the Lord of the Shemana, Avada was to get Klal Yisrael. But the Yisrael, it was Shaloy Lishma, did it to the Kodesh Baruch, Shaloy Lishma, Avada. But the Sofer Shel Dovid was in the back of the Yisoid of, in the back of his mind. What was going on in his head was in a fear of achrayus, responsibility for Klal Yisrael, for his nation. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu upheld and held it was a right for it. A guy, maybe he didn't want, Hashem didn't want to do it that way, he should curse Klal Yisrael, and that Malach. But the Yisod was a right, Yisod was rightful. And therefore Balak was given, because he takad, and they offered up Korbanis. And he did it for a good, for a tachlis. So he was given a bracha. He was given a schus that from his einuko would come Melech HaMashiach, Rabbeinu. What's the sort of malchus? The sort of malchus achrayas, Rabbeinu. Taking responsibility. A melech is somebody who knows how to take responsibility. Chazal say Yehuda was zoicha to be melech. What was the schus? Yehuda was zoicha to be melech. In Parash Vayichi, the pasuk says that Yehuda was given the bracha from Yankiv Avinu. In that bracha, he told him why he's going to get the malchus. Yehuda, atu yuducha achar yodcha baruchu vecha yishtachocha b'nei yavicha. Your hands going to be at the neck of your enemies. Yishtachocha b'nei yavicha. Everyone will bow to you. You're going to be the melech. What's the schus? Why Yehuda was all the malchus? Maybe he was a great orator. Maybe he was somebody that was the smartest of the brothers. The pasuk says, Yehuda at Yuducha Achecha. Zog Targum Unkelis. Yehuda at Oideisa Veloi Vehesesa. You admitted and you didn't hold it back. Veloi Vehesesa. Yehuda Achoch. 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 Yehuda Shulton here, Bishay Russo, you'll be Zerucha to Shulton. Why? You do the Atu Yoducha. He was able to be Moida. What was he Moida, Rabbi Yisai? When Tamar came and said, whose staff is this? He could have said, you know, it's not what he craves, not me. Who am I pregnant from? So, Chazal, for there we don't know, you're better to fall in Kipshana Ace. Asian, not Mvayish, someone, that's why Tomah didn't want to say anything. But Servishul Dover, she didn't tell anybody whose it was. It was up to him to admit he was on top of the world. The brothers respected him, and he came and he was Moida that Sod Kumi Meni, she's right. For that, he was Zohar to Malchus. Because you know the Yisoid is, what is that? When a person takes on the achrayas, the responsibility to admit for his actions, he takes responsibility for his actions, that's the schus to malchus. If you can take responsibility for your actions, then you can take responsibility for your family, then you can take responsibility for a nation. If you're so vital to be able to take responsibility, even though it's a bourgeois, but you're really able to take responsibility, I hold myself responsible for the act. I'm the one who did it. If you're holding by that, wow. Then you get that level where you can have the biggest bush, but you're able to take responsibility. Then you can be a malach. That's the schus to malach. Ulai, that's the gather over here. Usum Balak, Vayar Balak. He was the one who went, stood out. He went to look. He went to see because he was worried about his nation. The Rashi says he was worried. Let's just get him off the land. I want to protect my nation. He was worried about them. He took and he went out and he took achrayas. They made him king because he wanted to take achrayas for it. Oh, that koich of achrayas, the boy said, is a koich of malchus. B'schus membeis mikarbonis. He bezoich to malchus, the boy said. He bezoich to melech haMashiach, the boy said. That's the koyach of achrayas, Rabbi Yisrael. Tremendous yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael. How far achrayas can go, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a musahask, Rabbi Yisrael. A person has to know that in this world there's a problem. Everybody walks around today in this world. It's a world where everybody, no one wants to take responsibility. This is my excuse, and that's my excuse. But Volpe used to say over. He used to say it in English. They used to take, you know, they have this guy who Nebuchadnezzar murdered or he stole. They bring him to the court, and the prosecuting attorney says, "This guy, Mamish, all these terrible, you know, they have him for like 10 different, you know, things that he did." He comes to the court, and the prosecutor is listing all the things he did: this and murder and this and that. The defendant attorney gets up, and what does he say? And Volpe used to say it in his broken English, but he comes from a broken home. What could we do? He comes from a broken home. He was born up with who knows what. He comes from a broken home. Everybody has to root some why this and why that, Rabbi Yisrael. But that's not taking a chrayis. If a person wants to be able to succeed in life, Rabbi Yisrael, a person has to take a chrayis. A person has to make a list of what he could accomplish, what he should accomplish, where he could go, what he could do, and start to take a chrayis. No, that's the problem. We don't want to take responsibility. People today, there's a big problem today. People don't want to get married. Want to get married one later. They don't want to get married. They won't get married so young. They say, take my time. What's the yisoid? They're not ready to take responsibility. That's the yisoid. They can't commit. It's a commitment issue, Rabbi. You have a commitment issue. The guy can't even commit. He has a problem eating fleishik man, because he can't commit for 6 hours. How's he going to commit for 60 years? It's hard for him to commit for 6 hours. Is it fleishiks? No. Can't eat it. What's the problem? Give me flesh. Maybe I'm going to want it in the middle of the day, a milkshake. You're on a desert island. There's nothing on the island. Maybe someone's to fly down and throw me down a milkshake. You can't commit for 6 hours. You can't commit. Well, it takes a chrayis to commit. It takes responsibility to commit. I'm not ready for it yet. I'm not ready, Rabbi. But you're 37 years old. Getting there, working on myself. I've been to the therapist. Problem is a chrayis, Rabbi Yisrael. You take a chrayis for a person's action. I always tell the bacha. Bacha starts with that, and then you get married. You take a chrayis for yourself, then you take a chrayis. Chrayis for yourself means be able to get yourself up in the morning on time, be able to take a chrayis on your day, how it goes, not to waste the day. Again, we're all human and we make mistakes. It's not about making mistakes, Rabbi Yisrael. A chrayis also means to make the mistake. We always say, "Over there's a pencil company, right? There's a pencil company, there's an eraser. Companies that produce erasers. There's a whole business of erasers and whiteouts and delete buttons and all that stuff. It's common mistakes. The Aruch Tzaddikim says that's why we make a tefillah. We come to the base of Medrash. The more in Brachos Chof Ches. Shlo Yeret Ovet Hakol Ayodi. We don't damn that we should see a white elephant today, but it's not common. But you damn it, we should make a mistake. What's the pshat? Because it's common. Why are we down? It's common to make mistakes. But that's also part of the achrayis. Take achrayis for the mistake. I made a mistake. I move on. I'm doing the wrong thing. Take achrayis. Everything's okay. Everything's beseder. Just chill, Rebbe. It'll be okay. So I'll be 47. Hey, listen, today, you can have a baby at 50. It's okay. I'm not ready to take achrayis, Rebbe said. For his own personal, how does he take achrayis? But achrayis is one of the greatest things a person has in life, Rabbi Yisrael. And when a person starts to take achrayis for himself, Rabbi Yisrael, starts taking achrayis for his actions, starts taking achrayis for everything going on in his life, how much he's accomplished, what he's doing, Rabbi Yisrael, then he becomes great. Kadosh Baruch Hu starts to say, oh, you can take achrayis for yourself, so now I'll give you more. Family, friends, talmidim, everything grows. Malchus it starts with achrayis. That's the yisur, Rabbi Yisrael, I believe, of Balak's godless, Rabbi Yisrael. Why Balak was zoicha? Because he wasn't in it. He wasn't in this thing because he was after to get klaius from this. He was in it for agashenu min ha'aretz. Lo yasoinam. Agashenu min ha'aretz. Just get them off our land. This is our land. I have to worry about my family. That's achrayis. To worry about my neighbors. Achrayis. But Bilam HaYisoyinam, Rabbi Yisrael. Bilam HaYisoyinam, the Yisoyin of Bilam, Rabbi Yisrael, it didn't come from any achrayis. He had no shaykhs. He was hired worker. But it came, Rabbi Yisrael, Bilam's whole Yisoyin, and he saw that it was no good. What's he going to fight? So Rashi, Vayachva, Shasinam Mekalkesha Ava, the Ava to Kurz Mekalkesha Ashura, Sinam Mekalkesha Ashura. He was a person that was looked up to in the whole world as one of the greatest people. He's sitting there saddling his donkey to go curse Klaiswell. He's in a fight with his donkey. Come on. He starts fighting with his donkey. The donkey talks to him and he goes on. Doesn't he see clearly that Kadosh Baruch Hu is against it? Balak did not see. Balak did never had this simon. Bilam saw clearly. What was the yisoid? But Bilam wasn't in it for any responsibility, for any real reason. Just one thing:
I can't take that Yenim is being successful. And the Am Hayotze Mitzvahim, they're going out, they're continuing going out. Am Yotze means it happened already. The miracles happened for them again, let's move on. Am Hayotze means they're being successful, continuing being successful. He was just jealous of Yenim's success. And what about that? Because he had Midos Rois. Bilam had Midos Rois. Nefesh Rechava, Ayin Ra, Nefesh Ruach Gevoya, Midos Rois. The Midos Rois did not let him. Not let him. It didn't let him. Fagin. Fagin Yenim. That was the sinner. The sinner was because he wasn't doing it for really any, okay, he wanted money, but he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it. But I can't forgive their success. And they're, I'm Yotzei Min Mitzrayim. They're going out now also. They're having success. And even when he couldn't curse him, well, let's try to get them this and try to get them that. And then we see it didn't work. Let's try to mess them up in any way. But what's going to be, what's in it for you now, Bill? You're not getting the money anyway. He's not getting the money. He sent them back. At the end of the parash, he sent them home. He sent them home. He said, go back. All you did was give brachas. But I'm going to give you an eitzah. What are you doing, Bilam? At the end of the day, you're not going to get them. At the end of the day, they're not going to, at the end of the day, Hashem showed you clearly. You tried everything. The Gemara says, "Zochano Ami Naftoira." Kadosh Baruch Hu was koyes kol yoyim. Bilam knew the shul. He wasn't koyes. He changed hanhogas abriya. It was clear to Bilam that this wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. So what is he doing? Oh, let me get eitzah. How you can kill them out a little bit. But it's not going to help. All the nevuah that he put down was the Klai was going into Eretz Yisrael. They're going to conquer the land. Let me give you eitzah. I can knock off a few hundred thousand of them. Bill, what are you doing? Can't forgive. If I can't get them to stop, I just want to get them dead. Why? I can't succeed as success. I'm a Yotzei Min Mitzrayim. That was the sinner. The sinner came from Midos Rois, Rabbi Yisrael. Paul came from a Mokum of Achrayas. He wasn't soin om. He was soin of the fact they're conquering. Bilam came from a soin. He was just hated them. He hated their success. He hated the fact that Kadosh Baruch was giving them success, Rabbi Yisrael. And that came from Midos Rois, Rabbi Yisrael. The mockery, the limud, b'tzad bolok, is that the koach of Achrayas, how we have to work on the Midos of Achrayas, Rabbi Yisrael. It's so chosh, Rabbi Yisrael. Man Malki is Rabbanon, Rabbi Yisrael. Who is the Mal Melech, is the one giving the Rabbanon? Everybody has to be a Melech, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, if you're not a Melech over the Torah, if you're a Melech on your bias, if you're a Melech over yourself, if you don't learn the Midos of Achrayas, you'll never be a Melech, Rabbi Yisrael. If you don't know how to admit to a mistake, if you don't know how to work and realize where you need to grow and what you need to do and what you need to accomplish and where you're headed, it's a pellet to me, Rabbi Yisrael. Bochrim, and I'm not trying to say Makatri Chas V'Sholom, Rabbi Yisrael. Bochrim and Goliath walking around. There's no plan. How we speak about hundreds of them. Where's the plan? What are you doing in yeshiva? Sitting there and doing what? What's the goal? You have an Achrayas. You're here for a few years in Israel. What's your goal? Where are you headed? You're a bacher now. And this year, what do you want to accomplish? That's also part of Achrayas. To know what you want to do. To know where you want to get to. The door that just stops, just walks around in a world of chilling. Just chill. You know what chill is, Rabbi Zai? It's a thing like smoozing itself, but it's no get this, you saw it also. Chill is, I don't want any achray. That's why I always tell you, I had a whole schmooze about this. Why the word chill, I heard, is a dirty word. It shouldn't be mentioned, shouldn't be even said. Everybody says chill. So in their lashon, the word chill, what they want to say means, I want to relax. But that's not the kavon of chill, Rabbi Zai. The kavon of chill means, I want to be no achrayis. I want to be potter. From Shu Achrayas, that's why I just want to have no responsibility. And that's a stira to Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no day off in Yiddishkeit. There's no day that you can't say Kriyas Shema Pe'el. Oh, come on, Rabbi Hashem. You know what? I've been doing it for the last 25 years. Can't you give me a break? Tomorrow I wanted to sleep in. No. You want to take a vacation? They read Gevaldik. Kriyas Shema is at 8:37. It's Man Hagro. You got to be there with your hand over your eyes. Whether you like it or not. Oh, come on, give me a break. We daven every single day. I've davened ever since my bar mitzvah. I haven't missed the tefillah b'tzibur. Come on, just take a break. No, Achraya says every single day. So chill, in my eyes, what the kavan is, he wants to just perik that Achraya is for a person. But on Achraya, a person can't grow. Man Malki is Rabbanon, because the morning getting. Who's the Mishu Malach of the Rabbanon? Tamid the Chacham Rabbi said they're sure that they're alive. They have a control of Chayes in their life. What they're doing now, what they're doing there, where they're headed. It doesn't mean a person can't rest, relax, be in his mind. Beautiful. But what a Chayes, what a responsibility. Not a Hefkeris. Not a Poyrik of the responsibility. And the God, and the Schus that a person gets with, Zeichetu Rabbi said, is Malchus. This is Balak. On the other hand, Rabbi said, a person doesn't work on his Midas. He can't learn to Fagin Yenim. He can't learn his nefesh so rechava that no one else can have what he has. No one else can have that success, Rabbi Yisrael, that leads a person to the downfall, Rabbi Yisrael. Get them off the world. What do you have for Klal Yisrael? Get off the world. Let's say they don't get into Eretz Yisrael. You have a problem? They'll go to Uganda. They'll go to a different country. They say Herzl, whatever you want to say after that is. Lamaisi said they said when they said okay they won't give you there was a vote you get Israel. They said there was a tzad they would take Uganda. The Zionists just have a land. It wasn't after Eretz Israel. We want a land for you want to stay you know a state for Jews. It wasn't a vote. The original the sheet of the Zionism was we want a state for Jews, not a Jewish state. A state for Jews, a place where Jews won't be hounded. Nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. You know Yiddishkeit? So let's say, okay, Bilam, it's okay. We're going to get them. I have a mahalach. We have a mahalach. We have a mahalach. We'll curse them. We'll give them a thing. They'll go the other way. They'll go somewhere. They'll take some land in Jordan somewhere. They're not going there as well. Balak would have been good, fine. God's fine. Bilam says, no, get them out of the world. They're a nation. They're a nation that has God's hand. They're successful. They're doing success. I can't forgive. How could there be a nation like that? They're going to overpower me in this. What's going to be my nefesh rechava? What's going to be with me? I can't forgive that. Me destroys. V'agashenu min ha'olam. V'geirashtiv. Zatrashim min ha'olam. Get them out of the world. And he's ready to go to such extents. That he's the biggest of the Nevi'im of the Ummah. He's sitting there saddling his donkey and then fighting with his donkey. What's going on over here? The Kodesh Baruch wanted to show him with the opening of the donkey's mouth to talk that you're nothing but an animal that talks. That's what you are when you meet this. You're an animal that talks. A person could be with a Balach Reis, it could be a Melech. And he can have a human being on Achrayis. When a human being with has Midas Roy is going to be an animal that talks. It's going to be Malchus with Achrayis, with responsibility and understanding. And with Midas Roy is a person going to be an animal of a threat, a chamor that's red that speaks. It should be Zeuchah Be'ez Hashem to learn this chilek, to understand the chilek. You still have to take achrayas for a ma'isim, Rabbi Yisrael. Achrayas for a ma'isim means to work on your midas, Rabbi Yisrael. We say, oh, Bilam, he was such a rasha. Look with him, he lived with his donkey, this and that, Shem Yirachim. Chazal say every person's created ayir pera, a wild donkey. Odom Yivoleh, the Talmud to make it, that's your responsibility. Responsibility, come to the world and make yourself into an Odom. The Odom, which is the highest form of Bria, Rabbi Yisrael, the Melech HaOilam. The Melech of Hashem is the Melech of Oilam, but the Melech on top of all the Brias, the levels of the Brias, and the Yid is on top of that. But Rishlam obviously is the Melech of Oilam. But in this world, the human being is the highest human. In that world, at the levels, that's what you're supposed to be. How do you do that with Achrayas? And a person doesn't take achrayas, but he forget. He doesn't want to work on himself. He wants to just let his midas rise, how he's created, just mimamshich. Then he could go down to the lowest level of us, to a behemoth, a level of a behemoth. Should be zeuch Rabbi Yisrael, to understand the Yisoid, and chazik in these inyonim, to take achrayas for action, to make goals of us, and his mom's coming. That's the biggest time when a person just says, oh, we had enough, we had first, and now just, it's of keiris. It's man to make plans for chazores, for what I can accomplish in the Bein Hazman and outside the Bein Hazman. Zeuchah Be'ez Hashem Teshtai, Zeuchah to the Madrega for Malchus, Zeruf the Melech HaMashiach, Amen.